The following passage is a series of question answers on the concern of cow protection as answered by Swami Ram Sukhdas ji. Question 1. The government is not banning the killing of cows. What to do? Answer. First, all should get united. Then, leaving aside person and family, selfish interest, work together for the welfare of the society at large. Question 2. Of the two, divine name repetition and serving the cows, which is better? Answer. They should both be done at the same time, just like should we eat bread and drink water, which is better, both are necessary. Therefore, both should be done. Divine name repetition can be done while serving cows, and while serving cows, divine name can be recited. Question 3. In slaughterhouses, who all are contributors to the sinful act? Answer. Yes, most definitely, all who are partners in cow slaughter business are sinners. They are considered as killers. They may be dealing in this business directly or indirectly, including all aspects of the business, such as those having contracts to supply meat, leather, bones, hoofs, etc. Those who are supporting, helping, investing and making money in this business, being happy in expanding the business, buying and selling shares in the companies involved with slaughterhouses of the animals and exporting these products. Swamiji had called all who were involved in any aspect of this business as killers. Neither they know themselves nor do they listen. How then can they escape the sin? Question 4. A 20-year-old young man asked if it is good idea for him to do Gau Seva. Answer. Yes, definitely it is a great thing for you to start doing Gau Seva. Earlier the start, better it is. By serving cows, one can attain God realization, know his true self and develop love for God. The Bharatiya Sanskriti tradition is exceptional that even the common things like if the wife serves her husband, son serves his parents, king serves to his subjects, servants serve their masters, all progress towards the goal of life, that is attaining God. But Gau Seva is supreme since Lord Krishna himself has set the example by serving cows. Question 5. How cow's milk be extracted by injecting the needle? And should it be done? Answer. No, not at all. This is the greatest sin. This is extracting blood from the cow, not milk. Cow trembles with the needle. This milk should not be drunk. Question 6. Should they hold any cow and animal fairs where there is buying and selling of animals? Answer. No, such fairs should not be done. The objective of these fairs is simply to trade bulls, cows and calves for the sole purpose to take them to slaughterhouses in huge trucks. On Swamiji's advice, few villages have stopped having these fairs. India is the largest exporter of meat in thousands of tons every year. This is called the production of meat in the government 5-year plans. Can you truly call it a production when meat is obtained by slaughtering the animals? As if they have a contract to supply meat, not only cows and bulls, but a large number of elephants, deer, fox, snakes, etc. are killed every year. At this rate, these animals will get extinct from India. Swamiji recommends at this time to every household to maintain a cow and do cow seva. Our old ladies used to keep good health by constantly working on gau seva, grinding wheat at home and other household chores. Now the laziness has spread over. People do not want to do any work. Someone else should work while they just sit around. Since people do not work at home, they have to borrow money in thousands to run the household. Ram. Ram.